Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and we were planning for a fabulous time with Gary Malkin. We have his music. It's just absolutely gorgeous. This is an hour of mind power, and Gary's music is just absolutely awesome to listen to. However, we're having some challenges trying to reach Gary. I don't know whether he's gotten stuck in traffic, but we will be bringing him on as soon as we possibly can. So what I want to do before we play maybe a piece of his music, because we're all prepped and ready to go for that, I wanted to share a quote with you. And it is one that I found to be really an inspiring one because it gets to the point. And this is how it reads. No horse gets anywhere unless he's harnessed. No steam or gas ever drives anything until it is confined. And no Niagara is ever turned into light and power until it is tunneled. No life ever grows great until it is focused, dedicated, disciplined. Harry Emerson Fosdick wrote that. Those are powerful words. No life ever grows great until it is focused, dedicated, and disciplined. Focused, dedicated, and disciplined. Those words are so very, very important. If you're like me, periodically you'll get so many things on your plate, you might have a to-do list, and you wonder if it's even possible to ever get anything done. Because you're going, doing one thing over here, the phone rings, you have faxes come in, you got emails that are bleeping at you, and you feel like you're ready to lose your mind because everything is going in so many different directions seemingly. But once you get yourself focused, once you have that level of dedication, and then you have the discipline of follow-through, things come into place. It is amazing how it works. And you know what? Sometimes what I find works for me is to just take a moment, take a deep breath, and say, and this too shall pass. Everyone I talk with, young, middle-aged, elderly, doesn't make any difference. They're all going 10,000 miles a minute. It is the rare individual that I meet that says, well, I haven't been doing much of anything. it just isn't there. I had a phone call this morning from someone that I was talking with, and they said, I'm going to be a full-time grandma for the next 6 to 8 months. Every hour of my day is going to be taken up. I've got this going on, that going on, and the other going on. I talked to someone else, and all kinds of things are happening. So just know, be focused. Be determined and be disciplined. We've got our guest. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Donna.
I am so thrilled to have you on. I have to tell you something. I have been listening to your music this past week for Graceful Passages, and I just think it is a masterpiece. I really do. And I'm not saying it to just stroke your ego either. I really mean it sincerely. I think you have put together a production that is just absolutely so awesome, and I know Graceful Passages has been around for a bit of time, and we've got a very special story, but for those of you who have been listening, Gary Malkin is my guest. Gary is a phenomenal musician. He's a composer and a producer. He has an attitude about his music. He wants to make a difference in the world. He likes to participate in projects that catalyze social change and will touch the heart. And what you're going to be hearing today definitely will touch your heart and will touch your spirit. He is the principal composer of MUSAC, his musical production company. He's done lots of scores with films, and he has a real attitude about themes that promote tolerance, work with the environment, with kids, and interfaith spirituality. He's won 7 Emmys and 6 ASCAP awards for his work in television and film. He does speaking and performances nationwide. He's quite a guy, and I just feel so privileged to have him on the air. Gary, you are an absolute delight, and I know you're busier than anybody could ever imagine being.
Well, I'm delighted to be on the show again, Donna.
Well, it's so nice, and I especially wanted to talk about Graceful Passages. Now, you're always composing, and you've got so many new things, and we'll talk about that later on. But this, to me, was very important because there have been so many individuals that I have shared this wonderful, wonderful production with, and we're going to be hearing in just a moment the first piece, the very first track, which is done by Lou Epstein, which is a just gorgeous production. But I want people to know that this is so special. He's got 2 CDs. You can get it with music, without music. You can get it with, you know, the one has the script. But it is something that will touch your heart and your mind and your spirit in a way that is uplifting. It's the only way I know how to phrase it. And it is very moving. It is very touching. Gary, we're going to play your first track with Lou, and we're going to play it in totality. So if you just sit back, have yourself a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, whatever your pleasure, and Don, my engineer, is going to be starting it off. This is absolutely marvelous. It is the very first piece in this wonderful production called Graceful Passages. Let's listen to it right now.
To judge ourselves, and we're always judging ourselves. But I learned to listen that I was loved. I was loved. And then I would forget that I was loved. Those were the most painful times for me, forgetting that I was loved. So you've let yourself be loved while you've been here, and you've judged yourself. and you've forgotten that you were loved. And you became alone. But you will always be here. You are blessed. You are forgiven. You are an angel. You have to listen that you're loved. And you have to forgive all the time. Listen that you're loved. Sister. Farewell, my brother. Thank you for letting me love you. Thank you for letting yourself be loved. God bless you.
For the journey for the healthcare workers, and you know, I'm trying to raise $1 million to create this new media company that
we are live. We are back live, folks.
All right, we are now live. For those of you that have been listening to Gary's wonderful piece of music, that's the very first track on Graceful Passages. This is a book that when I first became aware of it. And Gary's fabulous music, and of course, as I mentioned earlier, he's won a number of Emmys for his productions. And while we were off the air, he was telling me how he is very much involved in raising funds for a particular project. Gary, what is this project that you're involved with?
Well, you know, the response that people have had to Graceful has been so phenomenal. With regards to the power of combining wisdom, spoken wisdom, with film score quality music. So I'm currently raising money to build a new company, a media company, that focuses on delivering inspirational messages that remind us what matters most as a way to counterbalance the incredible media that is so about fear and overstimulation instead of inspiration and enhancement, life enhancement. So my company, Wisdom of the World, is currently, you know, focusing on tools for gratitude and forgiveness and birthing and basically all the tools of what it means to be a human being. That's what I'm most passionate about. And then there's a lot of other things going on, too.
You have a poem right in the front of Graceful Passages that I want to share, and this is how it reads. Air to breathe, light to see. A soul needs nourishment all its own. Whoever you are, wherever you're from, whatever tradition guides your way, there comes a time when we all need to be touched through the heart. And those words are so moving. This book came about for a very specific reason. Gary, tell us the story behind Graceful Passages.
Well, you know, it's a basically it was inspired by, initially, my co-creator, the person Michael Stillwater, was singing at the bedside of people who are dying. And when loss turns out to be the greatest catalyst for a meaning and connection to what matters most, and he came to me and said, if I were going to go through a life transition, your music is the one I'd want to hear, which was really sweet. But we realized that no one had ever captured the thought leaders and wisdom keepers and spiritual humanitarian leaders of the world and given them the kind of dignity that our feature films have gotten, with the enormous, amazing orchestral scores and emotional subliminal scores to make you feel. So this, ironically, was born at a time when I had a horrible accident and a life transition of my own. And this, the creation of Graceful, turned out to be a healing that helped me traverse and digest the challenges of loss in my own life. And so it's a very authentic work. It was the thing that really healed me as I was learning how to live fully after a loss. That was very dear to me.
Each and every piece that you have in this production is so exquisitely done. The instrumentation, the tonalities, the flow. And then with the reading of the script that goes along with the music.
Well, you know, Donna, the thing about that is everybody thinks it's a script, but absolutely essential to the success of this project was that we required that nobody have anything planned, and that we asked them, almost like an actor, but, you know, if there was someone in your life you loved more than anyone else in the world, and they were going to die tomorrow, or you were going to die tomorrow, what would you say to them? And so we captured this ephemeral quality that wasn't planned in the mind, and that's one of the reasons why it's so many goosebumps that come out of this. So there's no script. It was all spontaneous.
This was something I shared with a friend who was in hospice, and it was so meaningful to the husband when he heard the music. It was very comforting to him. It made it easier to deal with the environment that he was in, and it was not an ugly environment, but when you're saying goodbye to someone, and you are seeing someone in that closing phase of their life. The spouse of this gentleman was in a very sad physical condition. It was comforting. It was really very, very comforting. And I left it with them so that they could listen to it whenever they wanted to. And he played it over and over and over again. So this has had such an impact on different people. I've shared it with a number of individuals, and it's just a delight again to share it again today. I want to play some of the choral music that you have here, because you mentioned the tones and how this was put together, much like one of the great productions you'd see with movies, where it has all of these subtle undertones and this wonderful flow to it. And Don will be putting on the number 3 track, which is called The Gift of Life. And we'll be playing that for about a minute and 30 seconds. So we'll be back just in a moment.
Thank you. tradition, we try to practice dying every day so that we may be fully alive. What I understand of my prayer life is to place myself on the threshold of death.
Gary, every time I listen to that particular piece of music, it puts me into a whole different state of mind. And I know that there is a reading, I believe it's by the Reverend Alan Jones. You brought in people from all kinds of backgrounds, didn't you?
Well, that's the point. You know, music is this universal language that bridges differences in cultures, and there's nothing more effective than using music not only to soothe and de-stress, but to also breed a certain level of understanding between cultures. And so every speaker represents a different spiritual tradition. And, you know, I just also want to say one more thing, that many people get frightened when they listen to this, thinking that this is, oh, you know, for people who are dying or ill. But the last time I checked, we all alive are living a sexually transmitted terminal condition called life. And the more we know that it's mortal, the more we can live really fully with gratitude and with an appreciation. So this is really for everyone. It's not just for people who are going through a difficult transition. And music is one of those things that helps us talk about the things we can't really address normally in our daily lives. So I hope it makes it easier to do that when they listen to this.
Well, I'll tell you what, I love it. In fact, I have your CD where it's just the music by itself. And just listening to that, if I'm doing any writing for an article or whatever, it just puts me into a very wonderful state of mind. I just think, as you do, that music has a way of stimulating a harmonic within us. Or it can be, a disorder, depending on what kind of music you use. But your music is something that is very uplifting. It is not down. It is just wonderfully magical in the way that it flows. And then with the words that have been put into the music, and then the different people and the different voices speaking, each one has their own particular way of expressing themselves. And I find it interesting that you said nobody went in rehearsed. Everything was done with a particular mindset. You set the stage for the participants and said, this is what I want you to do. Think of this as you're reading. And it came through. And every one of these people, there was Ram Dass that was there, Kubler Ross was on there. You had Michael Stillwater, who did a reading, and he had passed away after this was done, but you had done the production, part of the production with him, and you have so many wonderful, wonderful people.
One of the things that's very important to recognize is that this was really created to model that we're all capable of this kind of intimacy and this kind of way of talking to our loved ones. And the more we remember that, we don't have to look up only to the spiritual teachers, but we're all capable of this kind of presence and intimacy and wisdom. So I hope it can awaken that as well, Donna.
Well, I know it will. I know it will. I know it is. Not will. It is doing this for a lot of people. And that's why I wanted so much to have you on the show. And for those of you that maybe are dealing with something that is you're trying to figure out how to break the lock that is maybe causing something to stay inside of you. This is a marvelous way with music to have that sense of relief. And I want to play, and I know that Seth is now in the studio covering everything. I want to play track number 4 with Jyoti.
Donna?
How is that pronounced? Jyoti or Jyoti?
Well, first of all, before I say, I just want people to know they can obtain it at wisdomoftheworld.com if they want more information. And you pronounce the name Jyoti, who's from the Cherokee lineage.
Thank you for correcting me. Jyoti. We're going to be listening to this, and when we come back, We're going to be sure to give you all of the information on how you can reach Gary, his website, which he just mentioned, and some other good things about the new production. Don't go away. We're going to be taking time to listen to Jyoti, and this is called Walk On.
Entered this life a ways back and put skin on to walk two-legged on this creation. And what a glorious time it was. It taught me about breath and about sensing and feeling and caring through my heart. And I walked on around that red road, looking and trying to understand more about the mystery and the secrets she holds. Then you spoke to me through the wind. And you sang to me through the birds. Brought challenges forth so that I might listen to the message you bring me more sincerely. And I kept walking down this road. And I came round the bend at the middle of that curve in the road, and I began to find a secret in the spirit of myself.
Good morning, Grandfather. I entered this life a ways back. What a wonderful, wonderful way to develop this particular piece, Gary. I love the hawk, the sound of the hawk in the background. It is absolutely magical. How did you manage to capture, how were you able to blend all of those tones together?
You know, after scoring films and television shows for 28 years, you learn the tools of the trade, which is to take the authentic instruments from a tradition or from a place that evokes the quality that's resonant with the message or the speaker. And that's one of the great thrills about this concept. And I'm hoping that it would inspire other composers to take spoken word and score it, because I think that we need more experiences that reflect back to us our humanity and the remarkable gift that human beings can be to ourselves and one another. And, you know, capturing the hawk is such an emblematic expression of the natural world that the Cherokee tradition you know, that basically is based in. So yeah, don't you think we had to have something natural from the natural world in that track, don't you think?
Oh, I agree, Gary. Gary, put out the information regarding your website, and I know you've got some other new productions that have come out, and people can go there and can find out about it. But Graceful Passages, I have to say, is absolutely my favorite. What's your website again?
It's wisdomoftheworld.com. That's one word. And that's where all my my work is available. And there's some new works that will be put up there in the next month. There's a brand new CD of songs with Jason Shulman, this Kabbalistic healer. And there's a Peruvian national treasure that I just did an album with of Quechuan flutes. And there's a lot of cross-cultural things that will be up soon on the website and then about within the month. So wisdomoftheworld.com is where they'll find it all.
And with Graceful Passages, they have a one CD that you can get, or they even have a double one. So it's just a wonderful gift. And if nothing else, have it in your library so that you yourself can listen to it, have this wonderful meditative experience. But more than that, if you have a friend like I did that was going through some challenging moments, you can give it as a gift, and it will be a gift of healing for them that's just absolutely awesome. Again, go to wisdomoftheworld.com. And this is something that's been recognized by Bill Moyer. It has been recognized by so many individuals because they see its beauty and they feel the message in the heart that Gary has so diligently and beautifully managed to get through in this wonderful music. Gary, thank you so much.
Donna, it's such a pleasure, and thank you so much for supporting the work that we've been doing here.
More and more of it, I'm interested. You've got to send me some of those CDs on the cross culture and music. I'm interested in that.
Oh, great. Great, and that's wonderful. I love that you said meditation, because for those people who can't have trouble with it, this is a great entree to that as well.
Absolutely. Gary, thank you again. Graceful Passages, a companion for living and for dying. But it's a companion that really just knows how to bring you a message that will touch your heart, your mind, and your spirit and leave you with that sense of contentment and wholeness that maybe you didn't know you could have. And it's all done with beautiful music. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Don't you go away now.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hello, and Donna Sebo here. I would be delighted if you want me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. And also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Now, if you're new to the show and you're wondering, what in the world am I going to call Donna Sebo for? Well, I am a mental practitioner psychic, and I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. So give me a buzz. Just know I require two things. I want to know your first name and or your initial, and then I want to know where you're calling from. That's all I need. To let me do what I do, and then after that, you're going to ask me a question about anything that you like. Also, and I know we've got a caller, but before I go to that caller, I want to say, don't forget, it's coming up so fast. It is the 6th Annual Conscious Life Expo Conference and Film Festival that's being held from February 8th through the 11th at the LAX Hilton at 5711 West Century Boulevard in Los Angeles. For information, I want you to give them a call, 800-367-5777. You can also go to their website, which is Conscious Life Expo. You can get all the information. There's all kinds of wonderful people, including myself, that are going to be there. They're going to have a spiritual comedy night, Conscious Business Symposium, also yoga classes daily, and much, much more. I'll have a booth. I'll be one of the speakers. Daniel Brinkley is going to be a speaker. Lisa Williams, George Norris. The list, my goodness, it goes on forever. So you're going to have a dynamic time. Give them a call, 800-367-5777, or go to their website, ConsciousLifeExpo.com. Well, let's go to our first caller for the day. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My name is Regina, and I'm calling from Indiana, and I just want to say hi, Donna.
Well, hi, Regina. Where in Indiana?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm so glad that you are calling in here. And, Regina, the first thing I'm looking at with you is don't let people play games with your head. I'm seeing you in a position of vulnerability. You have a particular objective that you're going to be working with. There is an individual, a female, who has a habit of when she finds out that, let's say, you or someone else is involved in something, she does a whole bunch of research, and then she'll come in and she'll dump all kinds of information on you. And maybe you've already figured out your agenda, and you really don't need to have overload. You don't need to have someone dump on you a whole bunch of extra stuff because you're contending with what you're contending with. Understand that. Understand she means well. Really ground yourself and think, this is nice. I'm glad she's so thoughtful, but I'm not going to get stuck with all of her extra material. This is very wise of you, very, very smart, because you need to be able to do what you have to do and follow your focus and follow the course you know is necessary. It's sort of like someone, let's say you wanted to do a diet, just for the heck of it, and you say, gee, I'm going to follow this certain food program, and this is what I'm going to do. And she, this individual may come up and give you 5,000 different ways that you could maybe follow this food program and not break anything up and go, wait a minute, if I do that, I'm going to get off track. And you're right. Follow what's right for yourself. Also, you need some dental work on. You've got something that is in, I want to say, upper left side of the jaw, and then I'm getting a pressure point on the right side of the jaw. So I think, and this is on the lower side, back in the molar area, I think you're going to have some repair work done here, and the nerves are going to be very sensitive. Don't procrastinate on this. Take care of it sooner rather than later when you notice it. You have a question for me?
About me and my husband. What do you see for us?
Give me your husband's first name or initial.
Steve.
All right. Steve is in a little bit of a funk right now. And I say that because this is a guy that I think is pretty down to earth. But I think he is feeling a bit confused. And the reason I think he's confused is that he feels as if there are some changes that he needs to start planning for, and he feels like he's mentally all thumbs in doing this. He likes to think that he's got things pretty much the way they're supposed to be, but he's not feeling very sure of himself. So I would like to encourage you both to not hesitate to share with each other some of the fears that you may have, because if you don't, they're going to be sitting there sort of smoldering and creating an agitation that should not be there. I'd love to see him be able to talk about what's eating at him at this time. And I'll tell you, I don't think he honestly knows. So there's something going on here in a change with him, and I really would like to see him have a means of being able to discuss it and realize that it's not going to be a negative in any way. As he's discussing it, there may be someone that's going to be able to give him some suggestions that he can use in his own way and manner to make the shifts and changes that he wants. What about you? What are you concerned with when you ask me this question?
He's been off work since May, with his job, and he got hurt at work on his knee.
Mm-hmm.
And he had surgery done, and it's just been going downhill because he got blood clots in his knee, and then they said one was in his eye, and so they're still battling that, whether or not, you know, he's been going to therapy and stuff.
Oh, hon, no wonder he's in a funk.
Yeah.
My goodness. Anybody who's gone through that kind of stuff, it's tough. That's not easy. And the key is for you to say, all right, we'll just take it one day at a time. And make sure to be supportive of him, which I know you are, and it's a lot of pressure on you, because you don't quite know what to do here, and he doesn't want to talk about it. But he's scared. He doesn't know how to get his mind around the fact that something physically has set him back. And most men are so engrossed in their work that it's very hard for them, when that is no longer there, to adjust to that. So I would try to get material, books or movies or anything that's going to make him aware that he's got some alternatives that he can work with to empower himself. And we have had some wonderful guests like Dr. Richard Petty that was on last week. If nothing else, maybe have him listen to that show and to that interview. There are so many ways of dealing with these things where you empower yourself with the awareness that you can do something. And I think that is really a significant part. Now, with the work that he did, this may be an indicator that he is going to need to look at how he can take advantage of this time and maybe refine his skills so that it is not possible for him to go back into the same kind of positioning he had before. He will still be a valuable person because he will have upgraded his skills. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Well, I think you're married to a nice guy.
Thank you. We've been together for 15 years.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's very hard, hon. Very, very hard, especially when someone wants to be very self-sufficient and life hands them something that is totally, totally not expected, and they're down for the count for a while. And he needs to know, he needs to work with his body, respect his body, let his body have an opportunity to heal, and not try to go out hiking or doing things that are going to be a handicap to him. We had a friend that had knee surgery and was going up and downstairs, and he should never have been going up and downstairs, but, you know, it's just that stubborn, I can do it. And he fell down the stairs, and he had to go in for a second surgery.
Yeah, we're both stubborn.
Well, then you just joke about it and say, but stubbornness is not going to assist in the healing. Let's work with the body. So you're both going through a learning curve here, but encourage him with material that's going to make him aware. This is not taking his life from him. It's just creating an adjustment period for it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Did you enjoy Gary's music?
Yes, I did.
Isn't it beautiful?
I was running back and forth trying to cook dinner, though. frying.
Well, you
we have
can
kids,
go
you know.
Back. You can always go back and listen to the archives, then.
That's true. You have a great night, hon.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care of that hubby of yours. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.DelphiInternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is Donna@DelphiInternational.com, and her website is www.DelphiInternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you want to chat. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. I looked up here and I missed my page. Let me get to it. Oh, here it is. Remember yesterday, for those of you that were listening to the show yesterday, I started to tell you about Heart Hope. And this is an article that's in the Reader's Digest. And if you know of anyone that has a heart condition, they need to read it. You need to read it to be informed, because this is a major breakthrough that is going to help thousands and thousands of people that have major heart conditions. Now, the process is called angiogenesis. And my guest last week, Dr. Richard Petty, who's going to be on with me again next month. Dr. Petty, I mentioned this to him, and he said, oh, I'm thoroughly familiar with this, Donna. Now, this was discovered in Europe, and it is a process that involves injecting the heart with a protein called fibroblast growth factor 1. And the abbreviation for it is FGF-1. Now, Thomas Stegmann is a German heart surgeon who pioneered the treatment, and he brought it over here to the United States. And this is what this protein does. It is like a seed that causes new vessels to sprout, creating a network of capillaries and small arteries. And I know we've got a caller on the air, but I want to finish this before I go to this caller. The FGF-1 occurred naturally in the body, but the effects of injecting it were unknown, and they didn't know if it would have unexpected hazards that might cause some cancer or triggering blood vessel growth in places where it would be dangerous, like maybe the eyes. When they tested it on animals, it just had wonderful results. The first human study that had 40 volunteers was conducted in 1995. Each of these people were very, very ill. Their blockages were so severe they weren't expected to live more than 2 years at most. 20 of them received 2 injections of the protein along with a standard bypass surgery. Do you know that 3 months later, x-rays showed new vessels radiating from the injection sites and linking to the existing arteries, doubling or even tripling blood flow to the heart? People were doing fabulously, and many of them went back to work where before they weren't able to do anything because they were so physically disabled because of the heart condition. We're going to take this next caller because I know we've only got a few minutes left here before we go, but you must get the article. It's absolutely awesome. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Yeah, hi, Donna. This is Kay from Louisiana.
Hi, Kay. Where in Louisiana?
Southeast Louisiana, about an hour from New Orleans. Getting ready
Ooh.
For Mardi Gras. Yeah.
Near New Orleans. Well, I'm delighted to have you here, hon. I'm going to talk fairly quickly because I know we've only got a couple of minutes because we're going to be closing out the show. But, Kay, the first thing I want to tell you is hold true. You have got your eye on a target. You are being very objective. I like what I see. And you are going to take a bunch of baby steps over the next 6 to 8 months. But those little tiny baby steps, one right after the other, are going to cover a lot of turf. So you're going to be able to really accomplish more than you expect. But just be patient with those little tiny steps and just keep going along. And then you're going to be able to pick up momentum, and your steps are going to get a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. Continue your side education that you're working with. Go after that level of exposure and hands-on experience that you need so that you can then be an accredited professional in the positioning that you want to be in, and it's going to be self-designed. You're going to do it. You've got a lot on your plate right now. I'll tell you what, you're fully capable of handling it. And guys, all I can say is go for it. What would you like to ask me about today?
Great. Thank you so much, Donna. That was beautiful. I was going to ask, my husband and I recently separated, and my son is having some reticence with staying with his dad. And my husband's been clinically depressed in the past, and my mother-in-law is basically kind of pressuring me to figure out a way to leave my son with him. But my intuition is saying, let my son stay with me if he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother-in-law is saying, well, even, and I love her dearly, and she's trying to be objective, try to figure out a way to get him to stay with his dad. But I don't think he should if he doesn't want to.
Well, how old is your son?
8 and a half.
All right. If he's 8 and a half years old, it's not unusual for him to want to stay with his mother. And I think what I would like to encourage you to do is not let anybody else make your choices for you, but let's just work with this as you go along. This is a recent event. This is something that your son is adjusting to. He has seen some things and experienced some things. It's okay for him to be with you. And when your mother-in-law talks about it, say, you know, I really understand what you're saying. He's going through this adjustment. He'll be able to see his dad. I'm not telling him not to see his dad, but we'll just do it. We'll do it in a way that feels right for all of us. And that way, you're respecting her opinion, but you're doing what you need to do in the right way that you know is right for you.
Right.
Does that help you?
Yeah, it does. Thank you so much, Donna. Have a blessed evening.
Oh, you too, dear. Take care. Be well. And we'll be talking perhaps again in the future. This is Donna Sebo. We are out of time. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. There's no one like you on this planet. And I'm so glad that you have so much to give and so much to offer. Remember that when you feel like sometimes life's working against you, you wouldn't be here if you weren't needed. And we're glad you are. This is Donna Sebo. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. And we're going to be talking about Living Energy Universe with Gary Schwartz. Talk to you then. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.